He says in verse 6 of Deuteronomy 36. Yah said, this is how I bring you back to the reconstitution of my bosom. And Yahweh, your Abba, will what? Circumcise your left. Not only will he circumcise your heart, but whose heart is he going to circumcise? What? You mean he's going to circumcise your zira? Your seed? Your birth? That which comes out of you? That's what he's going to do in Israel. Is it reading like that in your text? Yahweh says, I will circumcise your heart. And not only your heart, I will circumcise your seed. For what? To do what? Love. To hate Yah. Love. To love Yahweh, your Abba, with what? All. Some. All. Partial. All. Little bit. All what? All your love, all your heart. That is what the circumcision does. We don't have that Brit Milah here. Or you can think highly of yourself. This word is going to find you out. Oh, I may not finish this today. I might have to hit it on again, mama, but I hit on it. Hallelujah. This is a very dynamic message because I know I can't get to the depth of it. What do you do? Well, I try to open up things that you will go and research it. That you will love Yah. He says, and Yahweh your Abba shall circumcise your lev. He shall mold your heart. That's what he's going to cut. The foreskin. And the lev of your seed, your children's children. To do what? To ahava. To love Yahweh your Abba with all your love. Now you will say you love him with all your heart, don't you? We will say that. And if it's one thing that we have found ourselves to be liars. But a man loves Yah with all his heart, he obeys, he keeps his mitzvah, his commandments. That's what the circumcision does, son. That's why we can't shachach. That's the only way we're going to do it. We can't do it without the circumcision. There's only one way we're going to be circumcised. Now, you notice here it said Yahweh was circumcised, right? Not David Roberts. Let David Roberts be damned. To hell with him. But this say Yahweh. He used Moshe to speak this unto his people, didn't he? But he said, I'm going to do the circumcising. Then he must do it. How does he do it? How does he do it? Does the scripture show us how he does it? We must find that out. He said to love Yahweh with all your lamb, with all your nephesh, your soul, that you may what? That you may hayah. Hi, that you may live. That you may live and that you may not die. That you may live and not die. Now Yah is doing that. He is circumcising us for one reason. That we may worship him, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You said how some of you all were stiff when I just that little so man in the world they put it on. That's how they go, don't they? Come on, you hypocrites. Get it up, get it up, get it up. They get it up, too. Come on. And Yah simply says to us, let everything that has breath praise you. The devil tells them to get it up. I don't care if it's the white gal or the black gal. They get it up. I don't care if she's the Mexican gal. I ride down the street, I see him thumping in them vehicles. See them Caucasian boy with the hat turning, he be thumping. Wow. See the Mexicans. Makes no difference. When he tells them to get it up, they get it up. When Yah tells us what to do, we resist that, don't we? We are sottish people. That's why we are destroyed, because we lack knowledge. We lack the knowledge of Yah. The da'at. He that thinks he's wise, in his own conceits, he deceives yourself. I said the other day, and I said this to the Robert, I got so many messages over there. I really didn't want to preach this today. Until Yah showed me something that I had to preach it. That if we search out the word sent, S-E-N-T, what is sent of Yah? You ain't going to do it, but I still give it to you that want to, you know, to understand the depths of what Yah sends. You understand? It's a very profound message. I don't know if I ever preach it. That's all, one of the brothers may preach. That's all right by me. I have no patent on the word, you understand? He says in verse 12 of Deuteronomy 10. Go back to Deuteronomy 10. Hallelujah. This is what Yahweh requests and demands of Israel. He demands this, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. I want you to hear this because I want to read something out of Gileana Revelation. He says in Devarim chapter 10, verse 12. I'll read this quickly. Listen to it. Verse 12. This is what Yahweh requires from us, Israel, in order that we may move into the realm of true Shachar, worship, supplication, brokenness before Him. Moshe speaks unto Israel in verse 12, and now, Israel, what does Yahweh your Abah, Insha'al, what does Yah require of us? Do you all know what He requires of you? And a requirement is a prerequisite of what one must do, right? Come on, brothers and sisters. Come on, you're smarter than I am. When it comes to that and grammar, come on, I don't speak well. I'll just speak clearly enough so you can't hear me. He said, this is what Yah requires. This is the mandate of Yah. This is what Yah, now does the requirements change at all? Come on, brothers and sisters, does the requirement, when you go take a bath, does it require soap and a rag? It does for me. Does it require water? Has that changed since what we call Neanderthals to what we call Neanderthals Roma? Has it changed since the day of Adam and Shiva, has it? So it requires that. That lets us know this is what requires. Does the body require sleep? Rest? That hasn't changed, has it? The requirements of Yah, they never change. The requirements of Yah never change. In order for one to be an engineer, is the requirements the same as far as education? He can go to any school or she can go to any institution, but the requirements, there's a certain requirement, right? Well, the requirements of Yah never change. What He requires of us, what He demands of us. He only asks us, He demands of us. He says, unto Israel, what does Yah require of you, your Abba, but to Yahweh, to fear Him? That's what He requires of you. What that doesn't mean, you tremble. He wants us to Yahweh, to Yirah, to tremble. To fear Him. To fear His presence. To fear Him. Yayo Abba. To walk in some of His ways. To walk and listen. Kul. All. Everyone. All His ways. And to Ahava. To love Him. There are three requirements there, isn't it? The fourth one. And to Abad. To serve Yahweh. Your Abba with some of your heart. See, He requires all brothers and sisters. And when one serves Yahweh, He says that Obad, it is a labor, it is a work of pure love. You labor for Him, you labor in His Torah because you love Him. He requires this of us. That we love Yahweh with all of our heart and all our mind and our strength. Also in verse 13, to Shema, to keep. To keep what? The mitzvah, the commands of Yah, and His statutes, which I commanded you this day for what? For our excellence, for our growth, for our health, for our mape, for our health and our mape, the mape of Yah, that we will be healthy in our mind, we will be sound in our conscience against Yah. This is the four requirements of Yah. This is the requirement of Yah. The requirement of Yah has not changed. The requirement for a woman to have a baby, it does not change. The seed must be fertilized, isn't that right? Was it that way from the beginning or was some other way? Only no one that did not require the intimacy of a husband to produce a child. And that was Miriam. But it was the words of Yah that brought forth that life. No other one. So this is the requirement of Yah. How can we change that? He required of us to fear Him, to walk in all of His ways, to love Him, to abide, to serve Him, to labor for Him with all of our lev, with all of our nefesh. And not only that, but to keep the Shema, to keep His mitzvah, His commandments, and to keep His statutes, His hook. He requires that of Israel today. It has not changed. Well, see, this message is not preached today. Folks are going around, well, quote, this is how they say it. I'll say it. I don't like saying this, but I say it the way they say it. Quote, God loves you. Their God doesn't even love them. That's why they're blinded. Yah loves Israel. He said, Yaakov I've loved, and Esau I hated. And He still hates. That we says, search me, Yah, try my heart. See if there be any wicked thing in me. That's what he prefaces it with. He said, I hate all those that turn against you, turn their back on you. He said, I hate them all. And he told Yah to search him. See if that was a wicked thing in him. For some reason, we don't think that Yah hates. And he hates. He hates the wicked. Or they tell you, oh, he hates your sin. Lies! I can show you. Brother Paul and Shaul Nissan wrote me and said, Pastor Roberts, does Yah hate? Well, of course, I preached that message just for Brother Shaul. And it's a preponderance of evidence in the scripture where Yah, he hates the wicked, not their sin. He hates them. It's in the book, you just don't know it. Because you got time for television and everything else, but no time for Yah. Don't want to miss the ball game. The hell with the ball game. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Talk like that, preacher. I know I talk like this. Because I mean what I say. Yah means what he says. But this is the requirement. This is the requirement. This is the requirement. Well, I'm going to witness. No, this is his requirement. You do this, you witness. You will be like a city that sit upon a hill, that the light cannot be hid. And every man will ask you the reason of the tikvah, the hope that is in you. They will ask you. You don't have to tell them. You don't have to tell them. Not one thing at all. They will say, look at this daughter. And a man, when he sees a pure daughter, a virtuous daughter, like the book of Mishli, Proverbs 31, he will not even speak to her because he doesn't want to contaminate her. But a woman shows herself to be a whore, man will treat her like a dog too. I'll say that again. When a woman shows herself to be a whore, man will treat her like a dog. When a man shows himself to be a weak, effeminate thing, a woman will treat him, she will mop his buttocks. What are you? I'm a man. Hallelujah. I'm a man. I'm a man. Oh, I may cry, sister. I'm still a man. I may have the sense of weakness, but I'm still strong. I know I'm weak. That's why I say I'm strong. Let the weak. So I walk in the strength of Yah. This is what Yah requires. To fear him. Listen, brothers and sisters. He says this. The most profound message of this hour. Hear this. Christianity has taught us to go witness lies. They went everywhere. They went to every nation and declared the message of Yahshua. Men still rejected. His healings, he healed many. Still they make them believe Yah. This is what Yah requires for you to fear him. And the only way you're going to fear him, you must know his testimony. And that was the Melech. That when Yochanan was on the Isle of Patmos, the desolate place, as the visions began to be revealed unto him, the Melech of Yah, the messenger, that's what the Melech, and what the world say, quote, angels, unquote. But the Melech of Yah, I don't like the word angel because I know the connotations of it. I know it's steeped in Greek Catholicism. I know it is an idiom of Greek mythologism. I know that the word grace, the goddess grace, that in no other way they could speak of the Ahava, the love kindness of Yah. They use this goddess grace to say, by his grace, damn grace, the Jezebel. Yeah. So they incorporated those idioms. You talk about a Greek thinking, trying to think like a Hebrew. So that's why the words I will not use. I will not use them in the expression of Yah. Hallelujah. You might as well love me. You say you love everybody, don't you? Oh, you say that. I let everybody. I want to tell everybody to call. I let everybody. Liar. Yeah. You don't know how to even love. Yeah. Were we not taught that Elder Wyman in Christendom? Oh, was it? One of the first things you've ever heard from him is shut your mouth. Don't tell me you love me. He did. You don't hear me say that much around here, do you? Nah. My actions will speak whether I love you. The way I do things, it will speak. I don't need the brothers to correct me because their lives, when they walk in the correction, that keeps me circumspect before Yah. I don't want to do anything to cause any irreversible effect on this place because I love Israel. I love the house of Israel. That's why there's some of you brothers I don't talk to because you haven't matured. I want mature men around me. Hallelujah. How do I do that? Just follow me. Do the way things are the way I do things. Emulate me. That's what Shaul says. Follow me as I follow Yahshua. That's what he said. Look at the etymology of the word follow. You will find what it means. Emulate. Be a carbon copy of what I am. Do mothers teach daughters to emulate them? Yes. All right then. Do fathers teach sons to do that? Yes. I know I'll teach my son to do that. Father, son, I'll teach you like just like me. I want you to act like me, boy. I don't want you to act like the world. I want you to act like some of the straight. Come on, me. Follow me, boy. Yaza Avat, right? Is Yahshua ahead? Did Shaul follow Yahshua? Did he act like him? Then I want to act like Shaul. All right, just like him. Talk like him. Act like him. Reprove. That's why he told Timothy, you reprove or rebuke with all long suffering. For the time will come when they will not endure the sound doctrine. Well, not because you're young and you're young, my brother. Don't let them intimidate you. From your mother's womb, you had his hands on you. So don't let them intimidate you. Hallelujah. I despise it when someone comes here and think that they got something to bring and they have nothing, really. You know, I know, yeah, this place is the wilderness. Did they sit in the wilderness out there with in Mizraim, whatever kind of Mizraim? Did they sin?
Yes.
So did this place too. And you that are self-righteous Jezebel think that because you're not here, you visit every now and then, and you come here, folks out there think that because of that, well, they don't do right there. Well, tell me how right you are. Come on, hypocrite. All right, tell me how right you are. All right, you're doing more filthy than they're doing here. And that's what you think. I ain't going to allow coming here. No, I ain't going to allow the television, all this trash is not coming here. You go out there and do what you want to. You're not compelled to live here. Leave. Leave today. I have no problem with that. You're not compelled to live here. You're not forced or coerced. Leave. I say that. You all hear me out there? We got Live 365. There were 69 people last week. They may not listen, but they touched in and they wanted to kind of hear. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. This is the profound message at this hour, and there's a reason for this. Because there's one thing I want to point out, and I want to touch that for a few. And I'm going to sit down because I'm somewhat tired, all right? Not physically. I'm not a tired man that way. But sometimes my will gets a little tired, all right? But I want you to hear this. It says in Revelation chapter 14. And I want to conclude with show us how that we are circumcised. It takes a sharp knife, right? Who likes to get cut with a sharp knife? I know I don't. I said to the brother, I got a knife that when I clean the fish with Brother Yosef, I used to have one glove in this hand, so when that knife hit it, because I've gotten cut too many times, I've gotten stuck with that knife. And so I purchased those kinds of gloves that when the knife hit it, doesn't cut or nothing. They're kind of metal gloves. They got threads of metal in it, so I can clean fish, and I can cut my hand and don't even feel nothing, because it will not penetrate. That's the way we are. We are adamant. And the reason we can't be circumcised is because we're stiff-necked. It says in Gilead, Revelation 14, verse 6. I want to read this verse. And this verse only. It says here in Gilead, Revelation 14, 6 and 7. I'm sorry. Yochanan and I saw another Melech from the midst of Hoshama in the heavens. Having the what? Having what? Having what? The everlasting. Now this is the everlasting message to preach to them that dwell where? On the earth. And to how many?
Every nation.
Not this wicked whore here. Every nation. And kindred, tongue, and people. Well, what is the message? He says, saying with a loud voice, what? Is that what I read in Devarim?
Yes.
This coincides with Torah, doesn't it?
Yes.
To Yareya. Oh, quote God. No, you better fear Yahweh, you wicked man.
Yes.
You child of hell, you rebellious, stiff-necked boy.
Yes.
Is that what it says?
Yes.
Is that what Moshe said Yah requires?
Yes.
We don't know the scripture, brothers and sisters. We have allowed men to twist because of a respect to the man. And they're absolutely wrong. So the Melech preaches the same thing. He declares the same thing Moshe declares, doesn't he?
Yes.
Was that the requirement of Yah?
Yes.
To fear him.
Yes.
Oh, preacher, that means to... No, my friend. That is not the mind of the Hebrew. You go back and look it up. Yareh, even Yirah, it means to tremble, to fear, to have trepidation before Yah.
Yes.
To Yareh, to fear Yah. You can't get in a place unless you began there. You must fear him first. You must fear him, brother. Joshua, Yahshua. You must fear him, my brother. It begins there. This is the Buzarach, the message the everlasting message of the hour that we're in. It begins with fearing Yah and giving what? Kabod. Arah. You honor him when you come before his presence. Say hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. That's why they were singing that song. I feel so better. So much better. Since I laid my burdens down. Hallelujah. 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 I feel better. So you can't begin to understand the message to be Zorak of Yah until you get the fear of Yah. And once one gets the fear of Yah, then there's a kabod, there's an honor, there's an honor, there's a great richness of honor. This is the message. He's going to save Israel. Israel will come to the lights. Yahshua Yah draws Israel. You make them tenfold children of hell. He said to fear Yah, to give honor to him. For the hour, listen, for the hour of his mishpat, his judgment is come. And look at this. This is what it's all about, brothers and sisters. And worship Shahar Yah that made the heavens, the Hashemayims and the Olam and the sea and the fountains of water. Now that is what must be declared. There must be a pure worship unto Yah. There must be a worship. And the only way you go to Shahar Yah, you must be circumcised. The foreskin of your heart must be... Well, I don't do things the way they do. That's come on, come on. When the Haya of Yah is in one, there's a liveliness in one. Hallelujah. Means what he says. Everything that has the Hayah, the breath of Yahshua, it means that. You go to these staunch whole houses, I get up and do this, they get upset. Well, that's not the way we do it. I know, because you're dead. And the reason you're dead, because you're in trespasses. We know that sin is a transgression, a trespassing of the Torah. You're dead in trespassing of the Torah. That's why you have no Hayah, no life of the breath of Yah in you. Period. Isn't it amazing that folks that sit 5 hours watching a football game or basketball, you can't sit 2 hours in Yah's house. You can sit there like a greedy hog in your belly like a pig and eat all day long. Come on. Sit there and watch television all day. When it comes to Yah, we have no time for Yah. You go to Walmart all day long and sit around and just talk about nothing. When it comes to Yah, we have no time. I don't have time for Walmart. I don't care about Walmart. I don't care about the dollar store. I don't care about the Jive 5 and the High 5 dress premium men. I don't care about that. The truth is what that's anything. That's what generates from my life all day long. All day long. When you all come in there and see me do it, that's the false pretense, brothers. Just the last 2 or 3 days, I put together, I know 6, 7 messages. Because my mind thinking, I said, Lord, y'all, let me see what this says. And I go to the book, and I find it. I search it out. You got to seek this like you're seeking gold. Just like a woman when she lost her little mite, and she sweeps and she garnished the house. Say, where is it? Yeah, you know, for I have nothing. See, if I don't find this, I have no breath, I have no life in me at all. I must find it. Hallelujah. I got back from Augusta on Thursday. I changed clothes. I went out there and picked beans with a brother. I came back and I put together 2 messages just on Thursday. Because my mind pondered scripture and I think. There's some things that I'm battling against. And it's not that it's going to overtake me. That's all right.
Because brothers and sisters, you don't know, when folks leave from here, they will do anything. They're vindictive. They open themselves to every kind of thing it is. But that's, I don't want nobody to fight no battle for me. You understand?
Hallelujah. And I dare you all, I mean that. I will put you off these grounds for that. Let Yah handle things for me. Is I that touch not my anointing, do my nor be no harm? No, I'm not a prophet, but I'm called an elect of Yah. And I will find out whether I am true or not, okay? Hallelujah. Shaul went to jail, didn't he? If I go to jail, it won't be because I'm a thief or a liar, because I'm an adulteress, I'm a wicked man. I won't go to jail for that. I go to jail because of their lies. I will not back down. I won't, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. You know what? I need to be here, whether you all believe that or not. I need to be in this place. You understand that? I need to be and preach. I know these brothers preach well, but this man needs to get up here at times and preach. You understand that? Oh, I know Brother Patrick is excellent in the truth, and Deacon Horn, he brings out the diamond, Deacon Bitty, all of it. Elder Bynum, Elder Wyman, come on. But I need to talk. You understand? This man needs to talk. He needs to talk. Hallelujah. So this is the message. And this message will bring us to the worship of the Shachar of Yah. You don't fear Yah, you can't. We are the circumcised in heart that worship Yah. In the liveliness, it's Ruach. He said, Yosh, you said the words I speak, they're Ruach, the spirit in their life. You don't have the life of Yah. You don't know what worship is. Honey, you can choreograph all the dances you want. It doesn't mean nothing. I don't have a nickel's worth of dog meat's of value. I'd rather people do it spontaneity. Just play the timbres and dance. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If I die tomorrow, brother, you're safe. If I die tomorrow, don't stop dancing. All right. You have to dance up around this street. You dance, my brother. Hallelujah. You just keep dancing. Hallelujah. If no one else, Sister Horn, nor the sister, shouts with the delight of Yah, you continue to do that. Hallelujah. You're going to die. I die daily. That's what I do. Hallelujah. I do. Now, I want to close with this to show us the value of the circumcision, that we need it. It says in Yahushua, Joshua ben Nun, Joshua chapter 5. I want to show us how we perform this circumcision. But Torah must give us instructions how it is done. And we must not only see the metaphoric or the examples and the patterns there. We must see it in Yahushua, okay? It says in Yahushua ben Nun, Joshua 5:2. It says... At the time, Yahweh said to Yahushua, make you sharp knives and circumcise again the children of Israel the second time. We need that circumcision, don't we? You need the circumcision the second time. You got a lot of fat on you. You got fat, your sin. The fatness of your sin. That's why we're lethargic and lazy. He says, circumcise them for the battle that is ahead. You're going to need a second circumcision. He says, and Yahushua made him sharp knives, and he circumcised the children of Israel at the heel of the foreskin. Yeah, in order for us to have the knives to circumcise, they must be sharp. There must be a pattern in Torah, the Nobis, to show Israel in this hour how to do it. It has to be, right? Come on, answer me. Yes, emphatically. It has to be. And there's one that stands up for Israel to speak profoundly, to utter the words of Yah that gives us the assurance of the sharpness of the knife of Yah, Yeshaya. Isaiah says in Isaiah 49:2, hallelujah. Yeshaya 49:2. Yeshaya said, and Yahweh. You all hear that? Yeshaya 49:2. And he has made my mouth what? My mouth what? Like a what? Like a sharp sword. We gotta have them in with the mouths, a sharp sword. He has made my mouth as a sharp sword. He says, in the shadow of his hand has he hid me. He made me to a polished shaft. In his quiver has he hid me. He has Shaltah, he has carefully concealed me. He says, make my mouth as a sharp sword. We need a sharp sword in this hour. We don't need this little pacifying and this little self-soothing message that men are preaching today and talking about being saved. They ain't bringing nobody to Yeshua. Anything a woman, she's going to try to bring a man to. He's going to try to bring himself to a bedroom and treat her like a dog. They ain't bringing nobody to Yah. They hear what they say and they mock that. They're going and just continuing their ways. Yah says that Yeshua said that he has made my mouth, my fist, my mouth like a sharp sword. Now, was that what Jeremiah used? I mean, that's what Yehoshua used? Did he use sharp knives and circumcise them the second time? You see, we got to be circumcised the second time, and the third time, the tenth time, and the hundredth time. And it takes the sharp word of Yah. It takes a man that has the word of Yah in his mouth like a sharp sword. His mouth must be a sharp sword. That's how the word goes out of the mouth of Yah, as a sharp sword. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, Pastor Roberts, if it have credence and evidence, it must speak on the same parallel in the renewed covenant. Well, let us look at Abraham, Hebrews chapter 4. Hallelujah. You're not saved without a born again, without the circumcision of Yah. Hallelujah. I want to read this. The power of the word of Yah, because it saves us. Sure it does. Jahu says in Abraham, Hebrews 4:11, he says, let us labor therefore to enter into the Shah, the rest, lest any man should fail after the same example of marah, of unbelief. Because we don't believe Yah. Because we don't trust Him. Because we are contentious against Yah. Because we're rebellious against Him. And this is a rebellious generation. It is a generation filled with unbelief. And that's why you're falling. You're falling at the sin. Your heart is not sincere with you. Prophets are smoothing. We like sugar daddy preachers that are sweet. They don't raise their voice like me. I'm going to raise mine. I'm going to sound the trumpet alarm in Jerusalem. Hallelujah. I'm make my voice sound like a trumpet. Hallelujah. If a coach goes up to a ball player, look, I played every sport in school. I played every sport. And when the coach, when he wanted you to do something, he did not, when he wanted you to do not something, but something. He didn't come to you and say, well, David, now, you know, you take three steps out, pivot right. Dale, you drive to the left, and he'll be open every time because Honeycutt's going to set the pick. Well, I'm taking 10 steps and then pivoting left. He didn't come to me and say, well, don't, David, don't do it like people get on the pitch. Of course, you wanted to play, too. You wanted to play ball. So it was driven into our minds, all right. You know, most ball players, after they play ball for coaches, they love them. Even the coaches that, you know. Kids coming from homes with no daddies, the old coach become the father. They're saying, I want to thank Coach Smith. They make money. Man, I buy you. No, I'm not going to buy you no SUV. I'm going to buy you one of those. What's that big one they call it? What's that big one? No, Humbers. Buy you one of those. Give your gas card up to $1,000 a month. You just drive it. Because they appreciate that. Look what Yah has done for you. So I appreciate everything He's done. I'm so delighted to rise in the morning. I was lying there this morning. You know, I'm not the type. I don't like to sleep on my stomach. I like to sleep on my side. But of course this side gets. I can sleep on. When I go to bed at night, usually, honestly. I go to bed at night. I don't wake up until it's time to get up. I lay on this. Boom. I don't have to get up. Use the restroom. I don't care how much water, whatever. You know. It's ready to bam. Well, this morning I was lying there and I was lying on my chest. But I said, yeah, I'm so thankful that you awakened me this morning. I'm telling you, I really am. And the breath of your life flowed by. I don't need nothing today. I don't need no money. Broke. I'm not disgusted. Broke, but I'm not disgusted with y'all. Oh, what a delight it brings to my life. Hallelujah. Listen. That must be a circumcision. That must be a move. It must be a cutting back. Shaul says in the fourth chapter in verse 12, listen to this. For the word of Yah, it is quick, it is powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. We need the word of Yah, this sword. Piercing Even though the dividing asunder of the nephesh, the soul, come on, the breath of life that's in her is divide the breath from the body. Yes. And ruach, the spirit. And between the joints and the marrow of the bone, and it is a discerner of the thoughts and the intent of the lev. We need the word of Yah spoken as Yeshaya, that the word will come out of the mouths of the men as a sharp sword, that it may cause the Brit Milai, it may cause the circumcision of our lev. Well, what is the word? It is the representation, it is the bosom, it is the heart of Yah that it gives unto Yisrael. He has chosen by the foolishness of preaching to save all Israel. Not by this penny-ante teaching that men call themselves teachers. Well, I want to teach you from this. The book of Bereshit. Well, I don't want to offend anyone. Yeah, I intend to offend you. Have you ever offended Yah? You that haven't offended Yah, raise your hand, please. Okay. Yeah, you offended Yah. You just didn't get me, mama. I say, you that haven't offended Yah. Yeah, we all have offended. I'm in front line, all right. No, you're not even behind me. I'm there. Oh, I've offended him. I brought shame to him. I have. We all have sin. We follow each other. Have the honor. Have the honor. Now he tells us to go and sin no more. He said, let the Brit Milah, let the circumcision of the sharp words, let it cut you. And so the word of Yah must be sharp. It must be out of the mouth of men that have the sword in their mouths. It has to be. You cannot even get the fear of Yah. See, that's what the Malach said. This is the everlasting message. This is the everlasting message. In the kingdom there will be no repentance. But this message will be preached in the kingdom. You all hear me? This what this Malach declared unto Yochanan. It shall be declared in the kingdom. This is the everlasting. There's no end to this message. It must be one to fear Yah. Hallelujah. Now no repentance. No repentance in the kingdom. You're going to be right. So this is the everlasting message of fear Yah, whereby we may move into that place where we are of the circumcision, that we worship Him in Ruach. At any mat, our spirits are alive. We are robust. We have a great joy to enter into the presence of Yah. We dance in the Ruach. Our minds are so captivated by the beauty of Yahshua that we're in awe of Him when we see the presence of Yah. We enter into the courts of Yah. We know that He is present because we sense the life of His Hamashiach. Not this little twitty twat mess that's going on. And I'm talking about those that among those that think they know the name.
Hallelujah.
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 This place is not the right because there's people of color here, white folks, or black folks or brown folks. The place is right because the Ruach of Yah is there.
Hallelujah.
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 Folks will write me, are there any people of this or do we mix or do we that? We don't mix with no white trash or black trash.
Hallelujah.
We mix with Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
The hell with white trash and black trash.
Hallelujah.
We mix with Yisrael.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. If a man listens to me, he'll know what to expect when he meets me.
Hallelujah.
He has to listen though. Do you understand?
Yes.
You better listen to me first. You understand?
Hallelujah.
You listen to me first. You'll know where I'm coming from. Because there are many that have said, I want to come. The woman right there in Charlotte, she owns a business there, makes money. She said, I can be beneficial to you and you to me. Well, she listens to Pastor Roberts. I don't like what he said there. He said that? Well, it must have been her. They cannot. I have no problem with that.
Hallelujah.
Our correction is the muzah. The instructions of correction. There's nothing more blessed than that.
Hallelujah.
The muzah. The muzah. The muzah. The muzah. His instructions of correction.
Hallelujah.
Let me read a few more verses. And I want to close here, right? Really, I do. He said, first of all, his word is quick. It's powerful. It discerns. It's quick. And when Yah says here, look, brothers and sisters, he says that the word look back in Ibrahim. I can't help it because I'm ignorant. I must understand the dynamics of words. He says that it is quick. It is quick. It is mishya. And that word mishya, or the quickness of that, it preserves life. That's what the word of Yah does.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
See, we think of quick, we think it's fat. No. It's mishya. It preserves life. It sustains. And not only that, but it recovers from life too, from death. That's all right. Does that give us a greater understanding of how implicit or what this implies? It does to me. Just to read that quick, come on. I know what we've been taught. But the word of God is quick. Now the word of Yah is quick. It is Mashiach. It sustains life. It produces life. It preserves life. It is the health of life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You don't need no demon cast out of no prayer of healing if you allow the Torah of Yah to fill your heart. Because it's mapeh, it's health to the navel. The word is health. It is mapeh. It brings life, health to the navel. And we need that thing there, whether you believe that or not. Hallelujah. And they got the fool's pierce in the day, don't they? This is a wicked generation. It's wicked. I want to close with this because I want to continue Yah's will next week or the week, whenever, on this. It says here in Tehillim, this is the prayer of David. Psalms 80 verse 17. Hallelujah. I will read a few verses and I'm going to close. Listen to this. Psalms 80, 17. David says to Yah, let your hand be upon the man of your right hand. We know that right hand is Yahshua, upon the Ben Adam, whom you made strong for yourself. For what reason? So will we not backslide from you. That's what it says in your book. We will not backslide from you. He says, quicken, quicken, Mishiach, Chaya, quicken us, quicken us. And we will call upon your name. When a man is quickened, the Chaya, the Mishiach of Yah, the strength of Yah, he will call upon the name of Yah. I don't care where he is at. He will hallelujah, hallel, he will sing praises unto Yah. Because it's one thing that the circumcision does when this word is powerful, is sharp. It destroys every element of flesh. And it brings about the mule of Yah. We must be circumcised because it brings death. I want to read this in my closing. Hallelujah. It says in 1 Corinthians 15 verse 66. When you get that, say, amen. 1 Corinthians 15:36. When you get that, say, amen. I want everyone to get that. Is that conclusive? The first two words there, will you all read that concisely together, what it says?
Yahoo.
Say it again.
Yahoo.
You what?
Fool.
You what?
Fool.
So they take that scripture out of text called No Man Fool. Did he call them fool?
Yes.
And if he went contrary to scripture, he's a liar. That's not what it means. You call a jackass, I know a donkey, jackass, from a stallion, okay? He says, you what?
Fool.
Did he call them kid Ocean?
Fool.
He called them what?
Fool.
Fool. Fool. Fool. That's what it says. Fool. He said, you fool. You fool. That which was sown is not quickened unless it die or move. But of the tree, he said, that which is sown, he said, you fool, that which is sown is not quickened except it die. So you have not the life of Yahshua in you unless there's a circumcision, a mule. There must be a circumcision of the lev. And the circumcision brings about death. So you need the word, the sharp word to cut and destroy the element of the flesh. Any man thinks highly of himself, he tells us to think highly of others. If you think that there's a fault in a brother or sister, and if you are that strong, you ought to be that to assist them. Why would you avoid that? When that's something that rises up here, believe me, I'm here. Well, I may not openly say anything about it, but I'm here. I got it. You're just not going to get by. Hallelujah. He says, you fool. You fool. Don't you know in order for it to be made alive, it must die? Did Yahshua die? That we may have life, or the quickening of Yah? The circumcision of Yah? That's the only way we're going to have the circumcision. And it must come out of man's mouth that has the sharpness of the word. Out of his mouth, out of the mouth of Yah, a sword comes. You must have that. You cannot have anything to titillate the flesh. We cannot have men titillating the flesh. Prophesying to smooth things. We cannot have that. We cannot. And the reason that we're dying, as Deacon Peter reminded us during the time of Pesach and the Moedim of Matzvah, Feast of Unleavened, is that Adam and Shiva, Yah says, the day that you disobey me, you shall surely die. You're going to die. They ate from the tree of knowledge of Tov and Roth. That's why he said before, it's Tov and evil, Roth. People love evil. They love darkness because their deeds are wicked. I don't want to hide nothing, brother. Sometimes, Sister Robert says, Pastor Robert, I come in your office and blinds them. That's all right. You can see in there at night. I got nothing to hide. I know. It makes me no difference. Sleep with my door open every night. I sleep with it open. Fool out there, if you want to come, come. I sleep with it open every night. Scared of what? For what? When Yah comes to take me, that's going to nothing going to prevent that.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is that wise? He said that the Malach encamps about the house of the Bayet, of the Siddiq. Well, why not try that and see if he encamps about your house? And see if you move with fear. Because of the enemy. So unless we die, unless there's a moose, a circumcision, you can never worship Yah. Some of you are dead every Shabbat, Wednesday. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
You have no chaya, the life of Yah in you, because you don't love Him. His command is that we worship Him in Ruach and Imat, to praise Him, to come into His presence with Torah, to dance, and you don't do that. You're a flat-out liar. It's either that he lied in his requirements, and you are not doing that, and you are right. It's either that he's right, and you're a liar. You're the liar, and Yah's right. Hallelujah. It must be. You cannot have a man. You cannot have those that say they love Yah, and then their personality is totally different than what the Word says. We must be shaped by the Word of Yah. And I want to say this to you as a young man, not even knowing the specifics or the specificities of Yah. There was one thing in my heart that I purposed that day. I will never be hypocrite and phony, but I want to be real. And as He's brought me down this path of life, you understand? I have walked circumspectly and faithful as I knew how with Him. I could have gone every way. I could have had a harem of women, and that's a fact. Even in my age now, if I want to do that. And I'm not talking about a slutty hoe either. I'm not talking about somebody that just digging ditches. I could.
Yeah.
And that's fact. But I will never dishonor my Abba. For the riches He has granted unto me, they're greater than a harem of women.
Hallelujah.
Than this building full of gold and diamond. I'd rather have Yahshua. Come on, Brother Patrick. Than silver or gold, I'd rather have Yahshua than riches untold. I'd rather have Yahshua than anything that this world affords to give. Listen. Than to be a king over a vast domain, or be held in sin dragged sway, I'd rather Yeshua, than anything than this world affords to give. So that day, Sister Horn, as ignorant as I was, as the old Christian would say, I made it up in my mind that whatever it takes, I will please you. I've lost all natural family members and all. But as they would say, that's all right. I lost all contact with relatives and kinsmen. To them, I am a deranged nincompoop. But that's all right. That's all right. I am satisfied with HaMashiach. I'm satisfied with Him. And Him alone am I satisfied. So, as they would say, nobody told me that the road would be easy. Come too far to turn around now. I come too far. Hallelujah. This is a wicked generation. Where are the sons? They're punkish and they're effeminate. I hate a punk man. A coward dog. I hate them. I like men. I despise punks. Before Deacon Horn came in last night, I was here praying. I really had to stop and say, Yah, because my mind. I said, Yah, because sometimes, I'll be honest, I was thinking about physical. Your physical response. I said, no, Yah. I was glad when Deacon Horn came. And I said, help me, Yah. Hallelujah. There are things that Scripture tells us that men deserve to die. You see, Yah has already destroyed them in that rock. They can't receive truth. The woman, too. They'll never receive the life unless there's a great teshuvah. Teshuvah. If you continue to listen to the little fry leg preachers and those that soothe you in your wickedness, I will remind that the word is like a sharp knife out of his mouth. Tell to me, prophesy to me the truth in Yahshua's name. May Yah barak you, all you that are listening, Yisrael. We barak you. We barak Brother Shaul. It's amazing because Brother Shaul is what he was raised in what we call, quote, a Jewish home. Brother Shaul travels the world. I don't know how he does it. The man literally travels the world. Do you understand? And he writes me from all over where he's at. Last week he sent an offering of $500. But I talk like this. You know what he tells me? Pastor Robert, keep preaching like that. Don't change nothing. And he tells everybody where he goes, listen to this man. You must hear him. You must hear what he says. My prayer, Yah, raise up to know me, the prophet. It's not me. I'm telling you. But I will know him when he stands up. Raise up to know me, the prophet, the Elijah, Ruach, and the power of Moshe with the Torah fills his inward part. Come on, choir. You'll stand. As we close, hallelujah. Bless all of you, Yisrael, whether you're gathered today. May the shalom of Yah rest upon you all. May He fill your love with greatness and shalom this day. In the mighty, excellent name of Yahshua HaMashiach. Shalom, Yisrael.
wonderful shepherd. You granted unto this land. Heal us all. We may be healed for the battles of life. Bless all of our brothers and sisters. Wherever they are. Heal Israel until she is healed. Correct us now. In the mercies of Yeshua. We may be delighted. In all that you grant unto us, we ask. In Yeshua's mighty name, we pray. Hallelujah. 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 Shalom, Israel.